Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat Podcast, y'all. I am your host, JoJo.
And I'm Tyra.
Ooh.
We're back.
Wish Pabin.
Y'all, we took the day off last week because we went to this spa in Edgewater called Sojo Spa. I'm sure if you're from here, you've heard of it. We just posted a video of it and go check it out. It's on our Instagram, but we loved it.
It was mad cute. Mm-hmm. I was feeling very
bougie
in the city.
Oh, okay.
I never done a spa before. We didn't do anything like...
We didn't get any massages.
Yeah,
that was obviously an extra cost. But if you're thinking about going, I recommend getting one because you're already there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they're pricey. They're pricey.
Cheap.
Yeah, they're pricey.
So take your ass to the pool. And in the pool, they got some jets that throw out some water pressure that, you know, gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I was not, love you, girl, but.
She said, I'm not paying for that.
Not paying for that. Exactly.
I think it's because when we went to Colombia, we got massages. God. And it was like $80 for the both of
good
us.
Good massages.
And they were
though,
really
like,
good.
Stretch me out. Deep tissue. I had a guy masseuse too. He was up in there. I loved him after that.
I know. He was doing
too much.
I
mentioned that before.
He was doing too much.
I wanted to kiss him at the end of that massage. But the Sojo spa was cool. It was very nice. The view was beautiful. We went on a Monday, so it wasn't that. It was still pretty packed, but it wasn't like horrific.
Right. I definitely recommend going on a weekday. Yeah. I've been there before on a weekend. Girl, just packed. Just packed, just way too packed. And like, people get really comfortable in there. And like, I don't know if it's because we're gay and I don't know what it is, but like,
they're just like, my eyes, just, oh my God.
They just like walk around naked.
Oh
like,
my
it's
God.
Like, and I'm like, oh my goodness, let me cover myself. Like, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. But so, no, they just.
Somebody came out of like the.
No. I told JoJo, I said, hold on. Don't look back right now because I don't want to make it obvious. But when we were in the bathhouse, which is like, kind of like by the locker room or whatever. Obviously, you're not supposed to have your phone in there because, like I said, they walk around naked.
Mm-hmm.
This girl literally got out of one of the hot tubs completely butt naked.
Butt naked.
For some reason, it made me not want to get in that one.
It was an ick.
It made me not want to get in that one because I was like, is that allowed? I mean, I was so confused, honestly, because it was not a private hot tub. It was like multiple people can be in there.
Yeah.
It was like 100 degrees or even more than that. And
after that, it just makes you think about, oh, this is why I don't
do
these things.
Doing?
Because the amount of bodies that get in these things, like chlorine or not.
It's yeah, we didn't last long in there.
Yeah.
But
Don't worry, we took a shower before
yeah,
we left.
Of
they
course.
Had showers and stuff.
Yeah, but like even when we were in the shower, it was kind of like, girls would take a shower and then just walk out and like whatever.
Yeah good for them though, you know, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know, we just not built like that.
I'm just not used
and
to
that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, just not used to it. I wanted to thank a lot of people who messaged me because I think it was in the first episode when we came back where I talked about how like my health was really bad and I didn't know what to eat. I realized looking back that I said endometriosis, but what was the problem was the Crohn's disease, which is like IBS. And that's why like I had trouble with like my diet and things like that. But a lot of people have DM'd me with like recommendations and things I can look into. So I appreciate that because we don't have too many like nurse friends out here. So I feel like it's necessary to like, I don't know, be aware of these things. So
valid.
Appreciate that. I need to do all the research. But I'm feeling way better, so we're good.
Aside from that, how you been?
I've been good. I mean, like, life is busy, but
how's your realtor real estate experience stuff? Going?
It's going well. I'm probably going to make a month in, like, a week and a half or something like that. Yeah. I finally have business cards. I have my first listing, which is exciting.
It's in Maracas.
It's in Jersey City.
Oh.
It's
big fishing.
It's $1 million. So, yeah, it's going to be hard. But it's a multi-unit, so one person can live in, like, one unit and then, you know, rent out the rest. There's some complications with it. The only reason I got the listing is because of family. Obviously, I think
you got the listing. You can stop right there.
I know,
you
but it's like...
say all that.
But it's about who you know. It's about who
anything
you know.
You
because I just... Literally, it's like, who gets a listing that big on in their first month?
A fine-looking lady you, baby. Shit. I'd sign up with you if I get to look at you and call you.
Yeah. But people be wasting their time. Like, people would be wasting my time, honestly. I'm gonna be real. And
it's one thing she don't like.
And, like, not wasting my time as in, like, because you can hit me up and be like, hey, I'm looking in this area. Like, can you send me some listings? Happy to do that. However, there was this guy. He's never going to fucking hear this shit anyway.
You never know who listens.
He was like, who cares? I set him up on the listings or whatever, but it was for like rentals. So rentals are super like quick because obviously it's just a rental. And everything was cool. Set him up. I even went out of my way to like go to some units that he was interested in just to record it just so he can see it in a video before seeing it in person. I feel like when I was looking for apartments, like, that would be helpful because then I would know, like, actually, I don't even want to look at it in person. It's not,
Not
all that. Because in the pictures, you know, they be, like, they be doing a lot of editing and shit. Did that. Then when the time came, I had woke up mad early. I had things to do, whatever. I had to show him three different listings. Called him like 20 minutes, texted him in the morning, never heard back. I'm like, okay, whatever. He being weird. Texted him again, like 30 minutes before, didn't hear back. So I'm like, I'm gonna call him real quick. Cause I was already there. I was there early. And he's like, oh, I just woke up. I'm like, no.
And oh,
I said, no. Okay. Like, I was like, no worries. You could still make it. Cause I'll wait for you. I was willing to wait like 30 minutes, even if whatever. Cause it's like, we still have three showings. But he was like, I'm actually not going to. Can we just cancel the whole day? Bro. And, you know, I was still nice. I was like, yeah, no worries. But guess who I'm not hitting up? I'm not hitting him up. Unless he hits me up. But I'm not going to be, like, all up his like on his ass if he's not really interested in moving.
It's going to be like that.
It is. And I get that.
It's, a lot of chasing.
I just be thinking, I don't know.
That's why I can't be in sales.
This is the thing, though. Like, I just think I be having, like, expectations. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I also don't like being too pushy because I've worked with realtors that are, like, a little too pushy, like, stop hitting me up all the time. But I feel like there's some people who actually need, like, those reminders, those calls. Like I should have probably called him, like, an hour before and maybe 30 minutes before. Like, I should have been on top of him like that. But in my part of me, is like, why do I have to do that? Do you want this? Yes or no? Because people want this, bro. Like, you know? So, yeah, whatever. Weird. But it is what it is. This is what I signed up for.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But in other news, I do want to talk about something that's pretty serious. And, like, it happened maybe, like, 2 weeks ago. By the time this comes out, I don't know when, but I feel like we should still bring it up, obviously. But Next Benedict, if you haven't heard, he, look, already mispronouncing the pronouns, but they were a 16-year-old non-binary student. Some articles say trans, some articles say non-binary. I'm just putting that out there that I'm not 100% sure. But they died after being attacked at their high school. Next had previously been bullied at school and was beaten by three older girls in the women's restroom at Owasso High School in Oklahoma and died the following day. So from my understanding, it was like a girl who was trying to transition into like a guy. So one thing, the school failed to call the police, call ambulance. I found that very weird because it's like it's a fight. And if it's three girls against one and you're slamming their head, like as a teacher, just like they need to get checked out just to make sure. And that wasn't done. And due to this, according to the data from the Rainbow Youth Project, they provide like mental health crisis, like counseling via a hotline. And they said that calls from Oklahoma shot up 300% compared to the week before Nex's death, and 69% said that they were experiencing distress about Nex's death. So if one kid dies for being who they are, the rest should also start worrying about dying, which is like crazy. And it's like me and you were talking about like, oh, where is this, and we were like, oh, Oklahoma. But at the same time, I feel like this can happen anywhere. I just hate that there was so much carelessness about this. I feel like if it was a regular student who wasn't like non-binary, trans, or in the LGBTQ community, they would probably take it a little bit more serious and call the proper people.
Yeah.
So like when this fight happened, the mom had to take them to the hospital, and it's just like, and then in the hospital, they're telling the parents that they're okay to go home. Then they go home, come back, and it's like they die because you didn't run any test. When I go to the hospital, like, I'm very adamant about things because I feel like if I'm telling you that I feel this way, it's not me being dramatic. It's just like, bro, like, this is a weird feeling. Can you please just run this test? Just do it. Like, you're not the one paying for it. At the end of the day, I'm the one getting billed. Isn't it that? Like, hello?
Yeah, but like I had mentioned to her, it was like a lot of people don't know the necessary or proper testing regards to specific injuries. So I feel like sometimes like us not knowing, it can be like hard to ask for something that you don't know is a thing, or again, like what's proper for that injury, you know? Mm-hmm. But that situation is very sad. I guess it's always a messed up thing because it's like, as a parent, and I'm not even a parent, but I can only imagine, like, as a parent, sending your kid to school, like, first of all, we spend, like, half of our lifetime in school, you know? Yeah. That's kind of like our daycare, essentially, when our parents are at work. And it's just, like, really, really important. Like, that's supposed to be our safe space. Mm-hmm. And schools stop becoming safe spaces mm-hmm. for a long time now, but it's just like when it's at the hand of our own, like, mm-hmm. you know, school yeah. population, it's like that's unacceptable,
right?
So I just think, you know, it's sad for people to have to feel after this situation that they can't be themselves and don't feel safe to even be in that environment because it wasn't taken care of properly.
Yeah, like this could have been prevented from the jump.
Yeah, now, you know, we can only go off of, like, you know, articles and what we read. We weren't there, so we don't know the details. You know, it's very easy to speculate and think of how it could have went, but all in all, I think it could have been handled better. Everything could have been handled better. Like,
yeah.
So for those of you that maybe feeling a little unsafe in certain spaces, including, you know, school, I think this is a time to kind of just support each other, you mm-hmm. know, have those friends. Some are lucky enough to go to school with family, you know, look out mm-hmm. for each other, check in with each other, you know. If you have teachers that you trust and, you know, you feel like go out of their way to be there for you, support you, and protect you, then go to them, reach out. Don't stay quiet in this time. this is not the time to fear and silence, you know?
Right.
Because I feel like that's when things really take a turn.
Yeah. I feel like there's like so many. It's if you like watch the news or read the news or whatever, there's so many policies that they're trying to put in place that's literally going to set us back. So when the time comes, like, I'm going to try to like set a reminder for myself and for everyone else to like vote. And like, I know that sounds like, oh my God, let's not even. It's just like, it could be an inconvenience. You're going out of your way to do something. Like I always said, I feel like voting should be online. But if it was online, it would be too easy. And they don't want that. They don't want it to be easy. They want it to make it fucking complicated for you. So you don't vote. But when the time comes, definitely vote. Because I feel like we're just going backwards in life. And it's sad. But let's get into a more, I guess, positive note. So we told you guys that we were going to start doing voicemails. And we are. We have our first voicemail. And we're going to go ahead and play it and kind of give our input on it.
Now, just in case you weren't here in the last episode and didn't know that we were starting this, like she said, we're doing voicemails. We're going to take voice notes and play them on the episode. It's not going to be every voice note we get. So if you don't hear it, don't take it personal. We'll listen to it eventually. We'll get back to you eventually, just like, you know, because it can be a massive amount. And, you know, we only got but so much time and so many episodes.
Right.
So just know that, you know, even if you do send us one, no disrespect. It's all love. But there's only but a few we can take. Mm-hmm. And please don't make them too long. Please don't make them too long. And don't send 1,020,000 different parts. Because again, it does take time to listen to them, and it's not like I can go scrolling through it, right? You know,
I'm laughing because everybody, if you don't live under a rock, everybody knows about Risa Tisa, who married this fucking crazy bum. She had 52 parts. I think I made it to like 40 something.
Everybody was locked into that.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not, I watched some videos of people like, kind of summarizing it, but I was like, you know what? I'm nosy. I want to know the details. Like, how the hell did you get played like this? Because the guy had so many lies. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I hope they make it into a podcast or a movie or something. But basically, there's this lady, Risa Tisa, who goes on TikTok. Just
making her bread.
And she got like 3 million followers now.
Just from,
she's like in Paris living her best life because one of the lies that he told her was that he bought like a flight and like all these things. And like he was like, we're going to go to Europe. But that was a lie. Just like everything else was a lie. Man lied about everything. And like, I think the craziest part about that, I don't want to get too into it because we could be here forever, was the fact that...
We will be here forever.
Yeah. Was the fact that this guy was lying. So, well, they got married. They met during the pandemic, whatever. So she was kind of stuck. But he would have conversations with his brother, in quotations, every day and be on the phone with him. So... But he wasn't on the phone with him. So every day for like 30 minutes, it's like he would be on the phone. He's like, hey, what's up, brother? Nah, I'm just here chilling. Nah, I didn't watch it. You watched it? Like literally just having a fucking conversation, but he's talking to himself, taking pauses, laughing. Isn't that crazy? Like, nobody thinks to be like, let me see your phone. No. Give me the phone. Pass me the phone. Nobody thinks to do that. So, of course, like, to her, it's like you're having a conversation. I'm, you know, she never heard it. He never put it on, like, obviously on speaker. But it's like, I think that was, like, one of the weirdest shit to me. Like, are you serious? Who are you talking to? Nobody. A fucking ghost. Whatever. But let's go ahead and play this voicemail.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I am a 30-year-old mom of three. Back in my teenage era, I always knew I was into girls. I liked girls. I found them attractive. I had my first girlfriend around 15, you know, and I loved it. I loved the comfort that they would bring. I just loved it. I loved every part of it. The intimacy, the understanding, everything. I met the father of my children, during my young life, around 13 years old. And we were always on and off, you know, our whole life, on and off. And I was very open with him. I told him how I felt. He never really paid too much of it. Fast forward now, our intimate life, our personal life, everything has just fallen. And I find myself just not even being attracted to him, to men in general. I've been considering a lot, thinking a lot about being with a woman. I've watched, you know, lesbian porn. It gets me so turned on, and it's sad to say that he doesn't even do that. You know, I had no pleasure, no desire of being intimate with him. And, you know, I was very open with him. I told him how I felt, you know, as far as me finding women more attractive, wanting to be with the women. And he just thinks it's a joke. I don't know what I want, but I just can't see myself with a man. I just feel like all men are the same. They don't understand us women, and I don't know how to nicely tell him that he just does not please me in a sexual way. I don't want to hurt his feeling and hurt his manhood by just telling him that, you know, he's not doing it for me. So any advice would be highly appreciated.
That was good. I'm very detailed.
I mean, is it that he's not doing it right, or is it that you just don't have the attraction towards him?
To him.
Yeah.
Particularly.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, you've been together for a long time. Obviously, it's always a work in progress, you know. But I don't know, like, just listen to it. It just came to me, like, is it really that he's not doing it right? You're telling him and, like, or you want to tell him, or is it just really that you're just that attracted to women that mm-hmm. is, like, that's where you want to be, right? You know?
I feel like, okay, so I feel a couple of things. I feel like if you really like someone, love them, you know, you guys been together for a long time, or you've known him for a long time, I feel like you would, like, try to experiment. Mm-hmm. And, like, let's try something new. Or, like, you would communicate, like, that's not how I like it. Like, I like it like this. Like, I don't know. You would try to find a way to, like, make this work because, you know, you love them as a person. And obviously, like, sex is, like, a big thing to you. And on the other hand, it could just be, like, maybe this is done. Like, this is really just, like, not for me anymore. Like, this is not doing it. I get that completely. Like, you just need something else.
If, like she mentioned with wanting to explore, like, if you think that that's going to help, and maybe that will, how you say, fuck. If that's,
like, strengthen?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. if that's going to strengthen your attraction and your mm-hmm. your attention back to him, then he shouldn't feel any type of way that you're telling him that, you know, right. It shouldn't hurt his manhood that, you know, you're saying, hey, you know, I know this is how we've been doing it for a while, but, like, what do you think about switching it up? Cause I'm sure he has desires that he would like to, like, try, right. Or maybe mm-hmm. He does like it the same, but he shouldn't feel like, you know, some type of way that you're expressing that.
But this is the thing. Like, guys are always going to feel like that. And honestly.
No.
Okay, so listen. There was this guy I dated. And, like, one of the reasons why I broke up with him is because, like, it was, like, terrible in bed. And, like, I'm not one to judge. Like, I'm not Miss Freaky Dicky, Miss Get Crazy. Like, I'm just, like, I'm a humble girl. So, for me to say that, like, yo, this is just terrible. Like, I would tell my friends, like, this is bad. Like, wow, this is terrible.
Yeah, but, like, why was it bad?
He just didn't know what to do, bro. Like, it was, like, oh, my goodness. Like, are you 15? Like, I don't, like, I was just, like,
did you help him? Did you guide him?
I just.
All right, then. So, you don't have any room to talk. You know,
like, I feel like, what is there, like, it's just, like, either you, I don't know, man.
Did you know what you do? You know what? Did you know what you were doing when you started, listen, when you started dating a girl?
No, I didn't. No, okay. I didn't.
We're not the easiest.
This is what I meant, though. But I wasn't.
Women don't even know about their own bodies.
I know that. But I feel like I've dated a lot of guys.
Not be defending guys.
I dated a lot of guys, and I didn't have this problem. This was not an issue. And, like, maybe it was because it was different. I don't know, man. But, like, there's just some guys that really are terrible, bro. Like,
first of all, let's not start with I dated a lot of guys.
What? What I mean by that is I dated more men than women. So, like, what my experience is like with, obviously, men. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't break up with someone and tell them, I'm breaking up with you because sex sucks with you. I would just be like, you know,
but is that a bad thing?
That's,
like,
terrible.
Do you feel like that's very superficial of you? Is that the right word? I don't know. But is that very surface level and, like, whatever of you to be like, I think you're cool, but the sexual attraction and, like, chemistry is not there. Like, the sex is not.
It was like one out of, like, 10 things that I hated, so.
One out of 10. Yeah, so it was because you hated other things.
Yeah, it was like, this is just like, and then this. Like, it's like, I was like.
But ideally, like, do you think that it's like you could justify breaking up with somebody because you don't like the sex?
Yeah. If there's no, like, sexual intimacy there, like, and it, like, sucks. Like, there's, like, literally, like, no fixing to this. Mm-hmm. It's not that it was lacking. It was, like, it just sucked even when it lacked because it was a long distance. And I'm, like, I don't understand how this sucks and it's long distance. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. But I would be honest with him. And honestly, like, when she said that she did talk to him before and that he wasn't taking it seriously. And I feel like guys are like that. And it's like they think it's like a joke and they don't see competition, but they really should see competition when it comes to women. You got to sit him down, honestly. But I feel like you guys have been in each other's life for so long that it's kind of hard, but got to sit them down and be like, honestly, I just like women. I'm gay. Like, I don't. Nothing you do is gonna change my mind.
Gay though, it don't even mean that you're gay. Yeah, like, but I'm. You have that idea and the feeling that you want to explore.
Right.
That.
Yeah. You don't have to label yourself.
Yeah. So either he's willing to stand by and be around while you explore those feelings that you're having for women, or he's not. You know. So that's just, again, obviously, as you mentioned, a conversation that you gotta have. And, you know, in telling him, respect his feelings because, you know, it might be weird for him. It might not. He might be open. He might not. But it's just like, you know, all you could do is talk about it. And he's either going to respect the fact that you feel whatever you feel and want to go about it and in a healthy way and, like, you know, work with you, or he's not. And then, you know, you just got to go from there with it. If he's not, then.
It's so, like, I feel like I just have such a negative, like, experience with, like, telling a guy, like, oh, like, I think I'm into women or I think I'm bisexual, because, like, they see that as an opportunity to be like, oh, so, like, we having a threesome, like, is that what you're telling me? Like, nobody said that.
Sounds like your male experiences.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Like, what? Like, crazy. But
I'm trying it.
I'm hoping that the conversation goes well and that he actually takes it serious.
Yeah. Let us know. Anyway, moving on.
Wait.
We spent way too long.
We did. But I'm going to give you guys a number. So write it down. 862-786-8233. 862-786-8233. So you can call, leave a voicemail. You could send a voice note, like, if you know, when you do on the iPhone, you could send a text message, everything. So go ahead.
Yes, and please be advised, we are using these voice messages to and play
I did ask just because it's the first one. I said, is it okay if we use it? And they said yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we, the purpose of voice notes are to use them so we don't have to do too much reading when we do our family meetings. And if you don't want it that way, just
say, like, I'm sending you guys a voice note, but I don't want it to be on the podcast.
Yeah. Now that we've wasted 30 minutes on our opening.
It's okay.
Let's get into our episode.
All right. So in the last episode, we talked about Karol G coming out with a new song called Contigo. Mm-hmm. And in the music video, she is with Young Miko. As we all know, Young Miko is gay. And in the music video, they was like real flirty, real touchy. Like, it was giving gay. Very much gay.
Or bestie vibes. But like hard, like, bestie vibes.
Weird bestie. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And like we talked about it and like we put a clip up and some people commented saying that's queer baiting. Mm-hmm. So we kind of want to talk a little bit about that and like what is queer baiting, because I feel like in this year it's become more popular. How would you define it?
I would just think that it's like putting out shit to grab the attention of the queer community.
Yeah.
I had actually seen, because when I was looking it up too, I seen that Kylie actually posted a picture with her, one of her friends.
Yeah, her bestie.
And I guess like... Mm-hmm. They like kissed, but mm-hmm. like you could tell it was just like a bestie mm-hmm. kiss. But it's just like, for what, for why? Keep that shit in your archive. The world doesn't need to see it.
So she posted that picture.
She posted it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was her. I don't know. Yeah, because then she was like my forever Valentine, and the bestie like commented something like, okay. Oh, forever, always and forever, some shit. I don't know. Uh-huh. But it's just like, that's fun, cute and all, but it's like, for why? Like, we know she's not gay, and even if, I don't want to say we know. Let me take that back. Because you really don't know. Right. But I think, like, that's that can be the confusion. Because it's like, as celebrities, we obviously, like, want to see that. We you know, fall in love with the idea that a celebrity could relate to us or be a part of our community.
If
that
a Kardashian is gay,
to jump on it.
It would be, it would be, what's her name? The model.
Kendall?
Yeah, it would be Kendall, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. I could see it. But, yeah, so... Literally exactly what you said. So I looked it up and it says, what is queer baiting? It's when someone uses the possibility of a queer relationship or queer representation to get audiences to watch a show or movie or read a book, etc., but never actually follows through with it. Some people say it's an advertising tactic as a way of getting a queer audience without ever having to put any real queer content. So... And people were saying in the Karol G video and Young Miko that it was queer baiting because we don't know if Karol G is like actually gay. And like it was just insinuating that it was a relationship. Mm-hmm. And pretty much that's queer baiting. So I kind of want to go I want to talk about some other examples that have been out there. More like with artists. I don't watch too many movies, so... And shows.
You have
so
to
I'm
find
sorry.
Some shows because I feel like it's so
like
easy
I did,
in television
I did
shows.
Find some shows, but I was like, I can't talk about it because I didn't watch it, you know? But there's like a whole list.
I need to look it up.
Look it up. I should have gave it to you. But, yeah. All right, another example of, and I say this in quotations because like I'm not saying they're queer baiting. This is what people are saying on the internet. Harry Styles. I love Harry Styles. Love, love, love him. People say that he queer baits because of his aesthetic, like what he wears. And if you don't know, he wears a lot of like woman clothing. He wears a lot of rings, which is apparently like a gay thing, apparently. Like he wears like dresses and skirts. Like he does the whole thing. And I think he kissed someone, or I could be making that up, but I think that was a thing as well. But he's never come out. And in interviews, what he says is, like, I don't think that matters, which is valid. What do you think about Harry Styles?
He a cutie.
I love him. I really loved his last album.
I didn't really listen to it, but
that's crazy.
I think, like, I don't know. I think he's cute. I think his fluidity did not come at a shock, or like his like mm-hmm. presentation, I guess, so to say. I don't know too much about Harry Styles. I don't really.
That's crazy.
But I think he's doing it, and I thought it was cute. It does, obviously, we question it because it's like, oh, mm-hmm. that's very feminine in him. Yeah. I don't know. We start, like, you know, throwing that gender idea and stuff around, even ourselves, I feel like. And it just comes at a shock, I guess, so to say. Because, again, when you think of an artist, when you think of a celebrity, period, you almost think of them as, like, they're almost like they're not human. Like, they're just mm-hmm. on a higher standard right. than us. So it's like, why would they be like us or something, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially one that's been around for years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's a culture shock. It's like, boom, here right. I am. I'm right. queer. Whatever. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, love it. But, like, for real all this time? Uh-huh. Or this just happened? Like, I don't know.
I genuinely think that Harry Styles dresses like that because he just wants to. I don't think he's gay or anything yeah. like that. But whatever.
And let's be honest.
I could be wrong.
In different cultures, like, if that's the, you know, if, uh-huh. if that's the look, that's the look. You
he
know?
Wore this, like, really, he'd be wearing, like, these fire suits that, like, I would love to wear. Because I'm telling you, he's wearing women's clothing.
I feel like
that's
a common thing, too. Like, there's a lot of men who wear, you know, who almost have, like, this feminine right. aesthetic or touch when it comes to fashion.
Like, right. And I feel like fashion really has nothing to do with your sexuality. There are so many straight girls who love to rock the street style clothing. Mm-hmm. Like, they wear hats, they wear, like, cargos. Like, they do all of that. They wear the sneakers and, like, it's a little, like, masculine, but it's cute and they're straight.
I don't know if I sent you that video on TikTok mm-hmm. either, but when you said that, it made me think of the video where there was a mask girl talking about how, oh, like, it's okay when more feminine presenting women wear masculine right. clothes and it comes off as tomboyish. It's cute.
Right.
But because I'm a lesbian uh-huh. and I identify as a lesbian and I present as a mask, it's all of a sudden, like, not cute. It's, I want to be a man, or I'm trying to be a guy, or, like, you know, now it's all of a sudden not so cute. You know, now it's draws negative attention.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's shit. True, like, yeah. that's for real.
I don't understand, like, why people care. Like, there's been some negative comments in our videos. People trying to tell you JoJo stuff. And I'm like,
really? But who's, I don't be reading that
shit. It'd be real slim. It don't be a lot, but there'd be some. And I'm like, we block them because you're weird. Because what? What the fuck? People, but anyways.
People be trying to steal my girl, yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Have at it. If you could do it.
So another example is Bad Bunny. So Bad Bunny kissed a man on stage.
Okay, so that was like, I don't know.
What?
That was like a surprise and then it wasn't.
Yeah, he's not gay.
Yeah, no. I feel like it wasn't a surprise because he was such in an era of, like, doing anything and everything.
Right.
Like that one video he did where he was, like, dressed up as a woman.
Yeah.
From head to toe, like, at that point, it's just like he's just
doing it all.
He's just doing it all.
Painting his nails, all that.
But in the same breath, do you feel like that's a little bit, like,
you're doing too much?
Yeah, like, now you're seeking for too much attention.
Are you
drunk?
And,
like, people who give off the, like, I can do whatever just because I can is almost like, but can you? Like, should you? Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It's Bad Bunny.
It
could do whatever he wants.
All right. I guess he got you on payroll or something. He paying you for this?
You know, I want this good concert review? Next month. You know, like, hello.
God, listen I'm to a his fan. Album first.
Okay. So another example, which I thought this one was funny, but Katy Perry, her song, I Kissed a Girl. Remember that was the jam. That was the jam.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Uh-huh. The problem was that in the song, she said that, like, I hope my man don't mind it.
Oh, that's valid.
So you're not gay. Because you got a man.
Now I got to listen to the song over, because what was really the context of the song? It was just that she kissed a girl.
Yeah.
And you liked it. But then, like, what else did you do?
That was it.
All right.
All right. Similar to the Bad Bunny situation where he kissed a man on stage, there's the Madonna, Christina Aguilera, and Britney Spears.
That is such a throwback. Throwback. Such a throwback.
Throwback. This is when Britney Spears was okay. I'm sorry. She's not okay now. Yeah.
That shit was gay.
I honestly didn't watch it.
I remember.
I read about it. What was it, like a three-way kiss?
Yeah, it was like they were doing a performance, and I forget who was like in the middle. I think it was Madonna, because she give me freaky vibes anyway. She will kiss both bitches. Is she gay or something? I don't know.
The gays love her.
Yeah, they like were in the middle of a performance, and then they stopped, and then one kissed one, and then the other kissed the other, and then it was just like, all right. I don't really know what the sole purpose of that was. Like, I guess they thought it was would be a stellar closing, but
I thought it was hot.
I guess.
All right. Another example. Ariana Grande was dropping some hints in her song Thank You Next.
Missed me, because I don't know.
I don't know all the lyrics, but she was apparently dropping some bisexuality like hints. I could see that. She gives me that.
Hey, when you a bad bitch, why not?
All right. Next one.
Cardi.
It's not Cardi yet. Yeah. Next one is Billie Eilish. Oh. So she did a music video. The song is called Lost Cause. And in the music video, I don't know, she was like, they were like having a little sleepover, slumber party, and like doing all that. And then she posted a picture on her Instagram saying like, I love girls. And it was like her and a bunch of girls. People were saying that that's queer baiting. However, Billie Eilish did come out recently. So she's like, you know, part of the community.
I was seeing that, but I didn't know if she officially like.
I feel like it was like an interview. And she was like, I thought people knew already. That was like her response, literally.
All right.
Love her.
I didn't see that either, though.
Her music be so sad, but I love it. All right. Next one is Cardi.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi and a buddy in a Rory. That's all over my buddy.
It started when they had the Wild Side video.
Cardi give me like.
But, you know, she addressed it and she was like, I'm bisexual. Like. And she said that before. Mm-hmm. So she was like, so what the fuck are y'all talking about, really? It's like, you know, she keeps it real.
She said,
so I'm like,
the fuck out. Like, I do this. I like
And like, girls. Her sister is like gay.
Oh, that's right.
Hennessy.
I completely forgot about her sister.
She's pretty.
She had a whole show.
What happened with her and her girlfriend?
I don't know. You don't know. Now that I think about it, you know what was fucking queer baiting? What? And you know what? I don't know how true it was, but what is it? Love and Hip Hop. Erica Mena and Sin Santana.
Gay? Oh, not no. Sin. Sin is not gay.
First of all, I was obsessed with them too when like that came out. Like I had never been so heavy. Like I would watch Love and Hip Hop with my mom. She loved the drama, but it really had like once I saw Erica Mena and like the storyline since Hinton. I was like, oh my God, I'm invested. Y'all know how I get with TV shows and shit like that.
I didn't watch it, but I love Sin.
So I was obsessed, and Sin, chef's
She's
kiss.
Popping.
Yes. But that turned into a fucking tragedy, and I just realized that was queer bait. I don't know how shit was queer bait.
You think they weren't gay?
They were, I don't know how, you only know what TV shows you. I don't know how legit it was. I don't know how long or quick it was, yeah. But it definitely was like they were together on television. Mm-hmm. They were doing sexy shit. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, while that was hot, I think that was just to draw the attention of like typical. Not only, you know, straight community,
and this but is
the
a gay while community. Back.
This is a while back.
So of course.
But it was just like it started, they were together, then it was just all drama, and then it ended.
Yeah.
And now it was just like, oh, she's back with whatever guy, she's dating this guy, and it was just like, damn.
This was what before or after Joe Budden.
This was after. No, before. Because Sin didn't get with Joe till after that.
She's better off.
Yeah. I don't know why that just came out of my head. Like, there's so much more, like, television and movie show queer bait than I wish that I would have had better examples when I was looking up. But
yeah, there's a couple.
I can't get off the top of my head, but there's a lot. Mm,
yeah, there's a couple. But I want to focus on, like, the music ones because I feel like everyone knows these people. Another example, which is like questionable, is K-pop. So apparently K-pop is one of like the most extreme examples of queer baiting. And I don't know, I think it's something about like how they dance. Like, have you ever seen like any K-pop videos or anything like that? So
no, it gets very like boy bandy.
Yeah, like there's a popular one called Blackpink or whatever, and like I dated someone who was like obsessed with K-pop, and like in their little dances, they are a little bit sexual. I don't know what it is. But another thing that they do is that they dress basically however they want. Like it's like,
it gets very exotic.
Yeah. And like the guys wear makeup. Like it's like pretty much like they don't care. They do a lot of like androgynous. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
A lot of that. So I don't know, it's normal in their culture to do that, but for us it's like different because like the way that they dress is different, but I think the way that they dress is fire, honestly. But all right, so I want to talk a little bit about like queer baiting history and pretty much why some people don't like it. So I was doing some research online, and I learned about the Lavender Scare. And pretty much beginning in the late 1940s, going through like the 1960s, over 5,000 and more of gay employees were fired or forced to resign from the federal workforce because of their sexuality. And that was called the Lavender Scare. And soldiers were pretty much ordered to turn in anyone who they thought was gay. And the police apparently would like be undercover and go into like public bathrooms just to see like who was gay, like looking for gay men. And there's a movie actually based on this called Fellow Travelers on Hulu that kind of goes into it a little bit more.
I watched that. And did you? I loved it. Girl, yes.
When did you? Without me. I wanted to watch it.
Girl, bye.
That's crazy.
You said without you?
Without me.
I fucking played it like 3 months ago, and I told you, oh, there's this like, you know, it's kind of like a throwback old school like gay thing, like TV show or whatever that I just started watching. I was watching it with you one day on the couch, and you were not at all invested.
No, you didn't tell me that. I would have remembered.
Girl, stop. That's what I had my uncle watching here that weekend that he was here.
I don't remember.
Come on. Listen to me, baby.
I don't remember.
I will not steer you wrong. Just listen
to me
when I
talk. So you
watched
the movie, so tell them about it.
I loved it. So it was basically back in that time frame, 19-something, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just based it on these two males that one worked in, he was like a government official, and one was like trying to get into that line of work. They ended up meeting and it was kind of more so their love story, but in the background of their love story, it was showing like the trials and tribulations of being on a down low in that time, because they were like, how you say it? They were like summoning people to like get interviewed. And
yeah, like, why
it took
are you questioning
nothing.
People?
Yeah, it took nothing but like a fucking, like, all you had to do was be like, I think he's sus. And they were sending out and doing fucking investigations on these people and their lifestyle. And because they felt like they were a threat to, mm-hmm. How the fuck do you say it?
It had to do also with, like, the Red Scare and, like, communist or whatever. I don't
yeah,
know.
Like, they were just a threat to fucking society and the government. So it shows that. And I was like, that's so crazy, like, that that was a thing. Like, you could really just be like, yeah, I'm sending you to a fucking mental institution or whatever.
Yeah, like, you're fired. For
yeah,
being,
like, you lose everything.
You're fired because we think you're gay.
So, again, that was Fellow Travelers, and it was really good. It was spicy. It was juicy. A lot of sexual things going on as well, so
a lot of like gay men too, right?
Yeah.
Was it more in the movie, was it just like more gay men?
It was more gay men again. It was more so concentrated on the two males' relationship and how like they met, how everything was going, how everything, you know, how eventually they did or didn't come together, you know, because they were on the low, one was married, a lot. But I enjoyed it, so. And again, like, I don't know if I was telling her this, but I was like, I've been just watching gay content, period. Like, obviously, I love to watch women on women, but just to see, like, even, like, gay men and, like, you know, I feel like I've been watching a lot of gay men television and movies, like television shows.
You have.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's enjoyable. And it's just nice to see.
Yeah, I was probably not invested because I saw a lot of men.
Yeah. I thought it was hot. Gay men are hot.
I'll watch it. I got to watch it. Did you have, like, any other examples or any input on that? On, like, the lavender scare or anything like that? Do you want to talk about the lavender menace?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find.
So, during this time, there was apparently this, like, popular feminist who would call lesbians the lesbian menace. But what lesbians did is, I feel like they reclaimed that word and they had it like on t-shirts and things like that.
Yes. Okay, so it says in 1969, Betty Friedan, whatever, referred to lesbians as the Lavender Menace, fearing that lesbians would tarnish the movement's reputation if now members were accused of being man-haters or a bunch of dykes. So that's where it initially, Lavender Menace was used to be a slur on lesbians. And
so that's what they had on their shirt, Lavender Menace.
Yeah, and then lesbians reclaimed that term as, like, you know, empowerment and, like, a, you know, like, fuck y'all. We're going to do our own. We're going to run our own group and be feminists over here. So it's kind of crazy because she felt like you being a lesbian would tarnish our, like, that's crazy. Like, what does my sexuality have to do with the fact that I'm a woman and I want to be, you know, like, that doesn't make us different.
And she was a feminist.
Yeah, she was a feminist.
Like, what kind of feminist are you?
Yeah. But I thought that that was cool because I was like, damn.
So lavender,
lavender was my
lavender means gay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When I graduated, college, I got like this like cord. And, like, it was a thing where the more cords you had when you graduated, it was, like, the more involved you were. So I was trying to get all the cords. And I got a cord because my best friend, Steve, he was part of the LGBTQ community. And you were able to, like, invite people to, like, a dinner, celebration or whatever. And then you got a cord. So I got a lavender cord. I said, hey, I'm an ally. Hello.
Here you are. Hello. Playing an active part in the community.
So funny. Yeah,
no, I love that. But yeah, lavender is that's my color anyway, so it only makes sense.
Yeah,
that's, I'm like, wow.
But yeah, I also want to talk about, like, I guess, like, on the other hand of, like, all of this and, like, how some people have took queer baiting to the extreme. I feel like these celebrities really don't owe us anything, you know? Like, if they're gay, they're gay. If they want to come out, they can come out. If they're not gay, then they're not gay. So I guess we really can't assume.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I obviously, we don't know their lives or their lifestyle. And, you know, they're free to be as artistic and express right. what mm-hmm. they want. Again, I just think that we live to see these things. You know, we as viewers and invested in celebrities as we can be, it's real easy to be like invested in them and take what they give us and think that that's what we know about them. And yeah. we forget that we don't know jack shit about who they mm-hmm. really are. So it can be very hurtful and, you know, a negative thing to put out when we're like bashing them or mm-hmm. like, you know, I mean, you're valid to feel how you feel, but, you know, give them, when we create spaces like that where they can't be, I guess, so to say, that mm-hmm. open, they retract, you know, and they'll never come out. They'll never feel like, they'll be like, oh, if that's the type of,
like, right.
if that's the type of feedback that I'm getting for this, then I'm not safe, or I don't feel like I can be my truest self, or I can mm-hmm. share my truest self. I'm not saying that that's for everybody, you know, some people are queer baiting, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's annoying though.
Yeah.
The people who do it.
Especially now because it seems like everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just to say that, you know, celebrities are people too, and maybe for some it's not queer baiting and they're just trying to put out and see what their fan base thinks about, you know, these ideas.
Right.
I guess so to say.
Before we get into the family meeting, we want to talk about a little gadget that we found. So right now, I don't know if y'all see it. Hold on. Let me fix myself. I have a little necklace with me. And it's actually a necklace vibrator. Sounds crazy, right? And if you look closely, it also has my initials. So it's engraved.
Back up. Don't get close. Don't worry about her initial on.
I want to like actually turn it on to see if like you could hear it. Hold on. Let's see. You think they hear it?
For sure.
But it's so small. It's literally like for people who are listening, let me turn it off.
If you're wondering if I have one, I do.
She has one too with her initials.
My sexy gold bullet.
Yeah, hers is in gold. Mine's is in rose gold. They also have it in like black and silver. Mm-hmm. We got this from Love Crave. And it is a necklace vibrator. And it's so tiny. Like literally, I have long fingers, but it's like a little bit longer than my middle finger. I have it in rose gold. She has it in gold. They also have it in different colors. And it's honestly not that expensive. Like, I feel like it's a good price because you can wear it. And it's honestly just so subtle. Like, if I wear this out, like, in front of my mom.
You wouldn't think, yeah.
That's cute, yeah. So,
yeah.
Like, it's a necklace.
Right.
Like, like, you know, like, unless they start touching it, then low they see key, the button, right, of course. Right. But.
So, you don't think it's a vape?
No, it literally looks like it could be like a pen.
Yeah.
To write.
A pen, a flashlight, a laser, whatever you want it to be. But mm-hmm. it definitely is. I love it. It's so fashionable. It's convenient. It's low key. Like, it's giving like sneaky vibes.
I should have gotten you the silver one because now you're like on your silver wave.
You know, I flip back and forth, but mm-hmm. I'm more likely to wear gold anyway. Yeah. So, but I absolutely love this. And it's super sturdy. But it's rechargeable too, which is clutch. Mm-hmm. So you have to unscrew this top part if I could get it.
Yeah, that way you're not.
And then it comes in this cute like little that. Suede pouch. And then you have like the little charger and you just screw it in, plug it up, good to go.
It's also waterproof, and then it's also designated to warm up as you use it, which is cool. And it has four vibrating options.
Modes.
Yeah, four vibrating modes. So, yeah, I definitely recommend people get this. I actually learned from this from our friends Eden and Jay. They talk about how, like, they travel with it, how, like, they have their, like, own ones. And I'm like, hold on. Because, like, we be traveling sometimes and it's like, I don't want to put a vibrator in a carry-on.
First
like,
of all, you're about to
like, it's going to be weird. I can't.
It's giving unsanitary if you take your
No,
your
it's not even unsanitary.
Out.
It's just like they're going to be like, what is this? Like, you know what it is.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
it is. So why are you asking me?
And that's because there we have a more obvious one.
Yeah, and like I don't like I like carry-ons. I don't like checking in my bag because I just want my bag with me at all times. I want to be in and out. And you and then when you take a carry-on and you take a toy, they're gonna be like, "What is that?" You know what it is. So like, why are we?
What
even
we talking
here?
About? Right.
Why are we here?
But I love this.
Honestly, it really makes like a really good gift, and like I'm about to put like my sister on, my friends on, because it's just so like literally you could take it everywhere with you.
Yeah.
Anywhere and everywhere, and it's not like loud like that, so I feel like you could use it.
But it certainly is aggressive.
And this, folks, this is not this does not go inside of your vagina.
PSA.
Or inside of your anus. It doesn't, don't put it inside because it will get lost and then you'll be in the ER.
No business being in places it shouldn't be. It is for external use only, not internal.
Do not
make the mistake.
Literally, it's smaller than like a fucking tampon. It will get lost.
Yeah, you'd be beat.
You want to get into the family meeting?
Yes.
All right. Let's get into the family meeting.
My girlfriend of 4 years broke up with me because she believes she is poly. Now we are still living together but not talking. I'm a wreck and grieving the loss of my best friend. I'm not sure what to do since I can't afford a spot on my own at the moment. That's so crazy. Like, I mean, it's already hard to afford anything by yourself, but the fact that we really live in a time where you legit cannot afford to live by yourself.
You cannot, even if you have a full-time job. And for those who don't know, poly means like they want to date multiple people. Mm-hmm. It's not like a threesome. It's just like they want multiple partners. Yeah. That's hard. Honestly, like, I heard that, like, if you're, I don't know how long, did they say how long they were dating? Mm-mm. Oh, no, 4 years. 4 years. 4 years. It's a while. I heard, like, you should get a two-bedroom just in case shit like this happens.
But it's like you could just afford a one-bedroom.
Right.
A roommate or a partner, let alone a two-bedroom. Like, do you think that we could afford a two-bedroom?
Not in North Jersey.
No.
Nah. It's like,
maybe down south.
In a nice place where you're not in the hood, you know, and you could walk your dogs in peace. You're talking about $2,500, $3,000 for something decent.
Yeah, that's rough. It's hard when you share a space with someone and then you guys kind of part ways. And then
I can't even imagine.
You still are sharing that space with someone because just because we broke up, I'm supposed to pick up and leave. Like, right, this right. is just as much my home as it is your home. Like, we created this space. So now you have to come down to, like, I don't know if it's, if I don't know what the fuck, but now y'all you have might, to split might, things accordingly.
Y'all might need to break the lease.
Yeah, but again, she can't.
But it's like she can't afford living by herself.
So it's like, so are we sticking it out? Like, we gonna have to? I have to live here. Like, what, you gonna kick me out?
Lord, she's supposed to sleep like on the couch. Like, what is it?
I'm sleeping in the motherfucking bed. I don't care. Like, whatever. You out here doing what you. I'm gonna hate you for the moment, and it's really gonna piss me off, and we're probably gonna fight a lot because I hate the fact that I'm in your space, knowing that we're not in a space, in a good space together. So it's maybe not the healthiest, but it's like, where the fuck am I supposed to go? So I'm sleeping in the bed.
But so what is she supposed to do?
I don't know. I think this is the time where you have to reach out to your support system and you know, find resources in this time to help you find a new space. I'm not saying you need to pick up and leave because that's your space too, but essentially, like, it's not healthy being around the person who doesn't want to be with you either.
And, like, can that person even afford it on their own too? Like, I just feel like, we're just making enough. I'm not speaking for everyone, but, like, we're just making enough to, like, you know, pay your bills, do a little thing here, do a little thing there. But it's like, you know, like,
you'll be
emergencies happen. And, like, we want to save and, like, buy a house. So, like, I feel like, you also got to live within your means.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not alone for, like, being in this situation where, like, you want to live on your own and you can't live on your own because you can't afford it. Like, honestly, everything's just expensive.
But if you feel like you can't share that space because you and your ex-partner aren't on the same, you know...
Yeah, page with, yeah, with everything.
Then, by all means, do what you can to find a new space, you know? For some of us, if that means going back home to your family, mm-hmm, then do it, you know? You know, if that's an option, of course, or friends, you know, right, reaching out to friends and maybe, right, you know, having to take up space there or finding a new roommate. Mm-hmm. I don't, but all in all, it has to be in the best, like, regards for you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not what's best for you, then something needs to change. Someone, or, you know, someone has to go. It all comes down to, like, what you want, how you feel. You know, I don't believe in sticking with someone just because, you right, know, I get it. Again, it's hard because we're fucking in a time where we can't afford shit, but it's just like, to, it's such a hit or miss because, mm-hmm, it's like your mental or, like, you know, your physical state, like, it all comes together. But I just really, for me personally, it would just be hard to stick it out, mm-hmm, you know, to share that space and, like, knowing that I'm not with you anymore or, like, we're not good.
Right.
Because I just feel like that can make a toxic environment. Mm-hmm. And no one wants their personal home space to be the toxic environment they come to.
Right. If that's where you spend most of your time.
Yeah. So, you know, again, do some research. Reach out to your loved ones, your friends, or and see what options you have. And worst case scenario, if there aren't any options, then, you know, maybe you have to sit down with your ex-partner and, you know, find a common ground to create a safer space if you guys have to share it.
Yeah.
Good luck, though.
You got this.
Yeah, you're going to be Gucci. You gonna send us a voice note saying, I'm all good, y'all. I'm doing better.
All right, next question. Hey, y'all, I have a question for you. I'm a queer woman. Recently got out of a long-term relationship, and I'm having fun. Meeting people, having safe sex, all that jazz.
Period.
There's one girl in particular I've been hanging out with. We text often and have had sex a few times. We have both said we like each other, but both just got out of something serious, so aren't trying to be in anything serious. I'm totally okay with that, but I'm not okay. What I'm not okay is with her saying that she's a lesbian when we first met and saying she doesn't sleep with men, and then tell me a few days ago she occasionally does. Sleeping with men opens up the doors for more STIs. What should I do?
So is it that you just don't like the idea of her sleeping with men, or you just don't think that it's safe sexually because of?
It could be both, but I think it's also the fact that you said that she said she was a lesbian, uh-huh, and now you're saying that you sleep with men, so that doesn't define a lesbian. So, uh-huh, why did you define yourself as that if you're not that?
Yeah.
Tragic.
I feel like a lot of people mislabel themselves, and it's like, just don't, you don't have to label yourself,
right?
Like, don't, you know, mm-hmm, at the end of the day, it's each its own. But it's just like you said, you're a lesbian is defined as such, and if you were not, then why did you identify, yeah, as? Like,
they could have just said something else.
Yeah. And they're like, if that's what you, yeah. I feel like some people feel ashamed when, first of all, they identify with, sometimes I won't even say that they identify, they place this label on them, because sometimes I feel like labels are put onto people by other people, you know, the people that they surround themselves with, and they're like, you know, they take on this label and they don't all the way identify with it, and mm-hmm, then it's just like, okay, if you don't identify with it and now you out here, you, mm-hmm, know, trying to figure it out, like, you know, you don't have to die by that label, you know, right, you don't have to have the label at all. Just, you know, you're in questioning, you're figuring it out, you know, I don't,
yeah,
people put so much importance on label, and it's just right. like, if that's not what you fully identify with,
yeah,
then you don't have to like take on the responsibility of holding that label, you know?
Right.
But I can understand that. That would honestly, I'd probably question the same thing, like how you say this, yeah. but you're doing this. Yeah. Like, if that's what you want to do, by all means, do it. But it's just like, that's a little misleading, because mm-hmm. that isn't what you told me and what mm-hmm. I know as. So mm-hmm. it's like, but I think in that situation, if it's the lie that bothers you, you know, or the misconception, like, you need to tell her about herself. But if it's the fact that she's also, like, having those interactions mm-hmm. with men and you're just not comfortable with it, then you just got to stop having sex with her.
Yeah.
You just got to cut the yeah. sexual tie.
I mean, I would hope that this girl's using, like, protection, but who knows?
Yeah, you really never know right. with anybody.
Right. You can't believe her after what she said, so who knows?
Yeah, now it's probably going to be a little bit of an ick for you.
Now it's just going to be a turn off.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But that concludes our episode for today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Deuce, deuce, mother goose.
Bye.